115-182 and 115-183E of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the east side of Kenwick Road. The 911 address is 38075 Kenwick Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, map 20.09, parcel 146. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 2-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement, a 13.3-foot and a 13.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement.
Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Bruce Stander, 38075 Kenwick Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Stander, the floor is yours.
I'm sorry?
The floor is yours.
Okay, sir. We're requesting a variance for an existing structure that already has a variance for the first floor. It's a rambler that we're trying to go up another level on. The existing residences in the area, most of them are 2 and 3 stories. We're one story now. We want to go up to 2 stories. The reason for this is that we're going to bring my son and daughter-in-law in. We're getting a little older, and we've had some health issues, and we want to try to maintain our house and stay in the house. So to do this, we have to go up and make room for him. It's as simple as that.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yeah, I answer any questions. I don't think there's anything that hasn't been said prior to when I came up here that I could add to that. I have no opposition. I've spoken to the neighbors. Everybody's okay with it. It'll actually enhance the neighborhood.
When did you purchase the property?
We purchased the property about 3 years ago.
And it was like, it is how it stands currently minus what you propose?
I'm sorry, sir?
That's how it has stayed up until you...
Right. We did some cosmetic changes on the front siding and roof and stuff like that. But other than that, we have not added anything on to it.
Can you talk about the previous variance?
The previous variance, yeah, was basically I think you have a picture or a plot here. Can I bring this up, or? Oh, okay. The highlighted areas are that's the existing variance right there on the first floor. We just want to take it straight up. That's all.
So the variance you're asking for now is basically identical to the previous one, but it's just on the floor above?
Correct. They added a garage and a bedroom, a master bedroom on the back. That's what's there.
Are you located, do you have an HOA?
We do.
That you have approval to put the second?
I as soon as I get the variance, I'll ask for approval. We'll go to an architect and have them draw up the plans, and we'll submit them to the HOA. I don't foresee any problem at all with that, because most of the units in that subdivision are 2 and 3 story, so it really shouldn't be an issue.
Question: Are you raising the whole upstairs or just one side of it?
We're going to go the entire. I'd like to use the entire footprint.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Any consideration to doing the improvements to the rear of the house? There seems to be a lot in the building envelope there.
To the rear of the house, there's a deck there, and there's a screened-in porch. At this point, we're looking at the basically the footprint, the dwelling footprint that it shows, the dwelling area. That's really what we're looking at. I mean, I may put some kind of a decking over the porch on the back.
One of the things, well, you have five standards you have to meet in order to have a variance granted. One of them is that you have to demonstrate that there's some unique physical characteristic to the property that is unique to your property as compared to others. And you also have to demonstrate that it's the minimum variance to afford relief, and that you can develop in strict conformity with the zoning code. So in other words, if you're able to build within a building envelope, the law requires you to do that. I will note that the prior variance that was granted was when the board was using a lesser standard than the board uses now. That standard has since become more stricter based upon a Supreme Court decision that came about several years after that decision was entered. So just because a variance was granted in 1997 does not necessarily mean that this board is required to grant that now. So with that in mind, what is unique about your property, particularly in comparison with other properties in the neighborhood?
What's unique about it? Probably the size of the home. It's a smaller home in an area where most of the houses that are going up now are larger. I don't know what you're.
Well, the thing I look at here is we have a lot that is a rectangular lot,
right.
Has no apparent unusual shape to it. It appears from the tax map to be of a similar size and shape as nearby lots.
Right.
So I don't see it, there doesn't seem to necessarily, you know, be the uniqueness there. Do you have problems with, I see you're adjacent to water.
Yes.
Do you have problems with flooding in the rear of your property or anything that would inhibit you from building closer to the water, to the
right.
rear of the property?
Well, we've got there's a swimming pool in the backyard.
Okay, and that.
I can't go up back any further.
Okay, the pool's not shown on the site plan that we have, so it just shows the deck and the porch. Was that pool placed by you or was that placed by?
It was put in by us.
It was put in by you?
It was inspected and everything.
Okay. When did you put the pool in?
About a year ago, about 2 years ago, we purchased that.
Did you not think at that time that you might need to do the additions? Now, I understand from reading it, the materials related to the 1997 hearing, that the HOA has its own setback requirements. Do you know if what you're proposing meets those setback requirements?
No, I do not.
Okay. I know you had said that you have not taken this to the association yet.
I didn't want to take it until I had some closure on this. And without going in with plans, I think it would be premature.
Okay. Are you aware if there's other homes in the neighborhood that have received variances or that are as close to the road as what you're proposing in our two stories?
I'm not familiar with the.
I take it you have no well and septic on the property?
No.
Had there been any complaints about the location of the structures as relates to the side or front yard
No.
that you're aware of now?
As I said before, I think I went to all of the neighbors and I had a discussion with them. Everybody's fine with it.
Do you have how far is the road bed, the edge of the road, I should say, from your front property line. Does it match up to your front property line, or is there a gap between them?
From the front, from the street to the to the house, you mean?
Not to the house, but to the front property line. Does the road match the property line, or is it a farther distance?
I think it's set back a little bit.
Do you think, you know how far that would be?
Just looking at the stakes that the engineers put in, I'd say it's probably about 9 feet.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions, but the board may have other questions for
you. Okay, thank you.
Are you located in a flood zone?
In a flood zone? We didn't, flood insurance was not required. I do have it, but we've never had any issues, or I've never heard of anybody having issues to where it affected the house. It's come up to the dock a couple of times, but that's not even close.
It is in a flood zone? Looking at the previous record, they suggested that it could be in a flood zone, maybe not at that time.
Right.
Lines have been redrawn since then.
Okay.
So you are in a flood zone right now.
Okay.
So building up might be more beneficial than building closer towards the water.
Right.
Okay.
Is this your primary residence?
I'm sorry. Yes, it is my primary residence.
Any other questions from the board?
So what are we asking for in front? What's the distance?
13.1 and 13.2.
Okay. So if
and
you,
there's a 2-foot side yard setback as well.
So if, you, if you're saying you think you might have close, your nine, if you had 9 feet of a sort of gap between the property line and the road, that does help you out there, because then you're, that creates a 9-foot barrier there that you're.
Over the driveway there, we put I put 4 cars in that in that driveway, so I don't think anybody would notice if it went up there. I really don't. I think the existing buildings there anyways. I mean, you just take it, sorry, taking it up a little bit higher.
Understood.
If you're standing in front of your building or in front of your house, the new home, was it the home recently built to the right of the property?
Yes.
It's a 2-story house beside
it. I have a picture of that if you want it.
I have one right here.
Okay. Okay.
And it didn't have the finished siding, so that house has been completed?
Yes, it has.
You have neighbors in that house currently?
Neighbors in that house. And we, on the other side, we have neighbors. It's also a 2-3-story structure. People live there full time as well. Across the street, same situation.
I have a couple questions, though, follow up, if I may.
Yes, sir.
You'd mentioned that you could fit 4 cars in your driveway. Is it one? Is it garage and then 1-2, 1-2, and then the?
I have a little pad on the side. One, two in front of each other.
Okay.
4.
Are they entirely on your property, or is it within that 9-foot gap?
Entirely.
Okay. All right. Good to know. And then how big is your pool? And I ask that because we don't show that on the site plan.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not on there. But I got this site plan to put the pool in, so that's probably the reason.
Okay.
How big is it? It's about 20, I don't have the exact dimensions, probably 15 by 20, 23, something like that.
All right. And do you have any sheds or other things in the yard that aren't shown on the site plan?
No.
Okay. All right, I just want to make sure we had a
couple. A portable, you know, something for my tool, you know, just the rakes and stuff like that, but that moves around.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure we had everything on the site plan.
Nothing permanent.
Only thing missing there then would be the pool and perhaps a walkway
around
it. Correct. Okay. All right. Thank you.
And it's fenced as well.
Yeah, we see the fence on the site plan here.
Okay.
further questions from the board? If you would, please have a seat in front.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13145? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13145? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13145 for Bruce and Maxine Standard for the requested variance pending final decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property currently is in a flood zone. It's also not able to be built off the back pool and porch. And the exceptional practicality is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to welfare. The variances represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Dr. Hitchens, would you consider adding to your motion conditionally the condition that they need to have approval from the HOA before to that condition?
I'll second the motion with the added condition of the HOA approval.
Motion second. We have a motion and a second. Mr. Loving?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens? And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13145 has been approved, but with the condition that it needs to be approved by your as well.